Good morning, Facebook Live. It's very late morning. It's 12:50 in the morning, and Wednesday morning, the 16th of January, 2019. Well, yesterday I got a shipment in of the second edition of Poems for Edification, Volumes 1 through 4. Good morning, Joseph Youssef. I have for some time wanted to combine all four volumes of the Poems for Edification to one easy read format for the reader. And so we're finally able to get that done. Pretty time consuming. If any of you would like a free copy of this, I'd try to get it to you as the Lord blesses. If you'll send me an email with your mailing address, I'll try to get you a copy of this out. It's a combination of all four volumes into one. It's about, I'm not sure how many pages, maybe 174 pages, something like that. Good morning, Pos Peter Nelson and Honey Gill. I don't know what part of the country you all are from, but I've got a, if you want to know what this is not food on my face, that's a fever blister. But anyway, it's 12:51 in the morning. I'm just going to read some excerpts out of this morning. And hopefully it will be a blessing to you. I wrote most of these poems when I was, woken in the middle of the night because of my arthritis. And I couldn't do anything else other than just sit there. And I thought, well, what do I do? And so I began to write. And anyway, first one is entitled, Excuse My Gravelly Voice. I'm still fighting a cold. Good morning, Nan Benyuhe. Hopefully you'll be able to understand. My voice is about an octave lower. First one is entitled Satisfied. Satisfaction comes from knowing that within my heart and mind, there's an inner peace a-glowing. And in Christ I can find a refuge for the soul when life is tough to take. Christ tells us in his word, I will never thee forsake. Oh, the joy and peace it gives me when I rest in what he said, believing that he is living and raised up from the dead. Christ, the King of glory, is seated on his royal throne, and he intercedes for me. When in my spirit I can only groan. Lord, show mercy to this floundering heart once more, I pray. So at sunrise, noon, or evening, I may in thy presence stay. May your grace so envelop everything I say and do that the world will have no question that I am your child too. Let the tribulations I go through be a witness of your grace. May my enemies not overtake me, let their curses be erased. May your power, love, and purpose be demonstrated in my life. May I find satisfaction in the midst of all this strife. And when I draw my last breath and am taken home to be with you, may my passing over be of satisfaction too. I'll be satisfied in knowing, even though it's been a test, that I'm now transcending into your perfect rest. God does bring rest to us, does he not? The next one is called Christ Brings Calm to the Soul. Christ brings calm to my soul when the changes of winds blow, when it seems a mystery of which way I should go. Good morning, Nan Benyue and Thampa. Van Bua. I think I said that right. Christ brings calm to my soul when questions vex my mind. I have always found that in Christ I can find comfort knowing He's in control. Christ brings calm to my soul when nothing seems to change as cool waters of blessings He does for me arrange. Christ will bring calm to my soul when I'm lying close to death. May I praise His holy name when I take my last breath. My petition. Dear Lord, the reins of my heart are in Your hands. When troubled waters are before me, my enemies obey Your command. Who can in Thy holy presence stand? But those whom Thou hast delivered with Your mighty hand, and chose them in Christ before the world began. My hope rests in Your finished work and in Your Son, who gave His life a ransom for many, to rescue their souls from death for eternity. What a delight as I trust in Your grace and mercy to think that You have chosen me to raise me from death to life and set my soul in Christ at liberty. When I come to stand before Your holy throne, may I trust in Christ and Christ alone, and abide forever with You, for Your blood for me atones. Well, I know I've read some of these before. I hope that it's not too redundant. This next one is entitled God's Love. When I think of God's love and what He did for me by dying on the cross unconditionally, I'm sometimes overwhelmed in my mind and soul why this precious Savior would even care to give Himself on Calvary for my life to spare. He could have gone about doing other things like creating other worlds or listening to the angels sing. But to come to this sin-cursed earth and die for me is the greatest expression of love that I will ever see. How can I thank You, Lord, for being oh so kind to realize that before creation You had this worm in mind? To come and shed Your blood and endure such scorn and pain should cause me to give You praise in an eternal refrain. Help me demonstrate in some real way this grace and love to others is my prayer today. So many times I forget what an awesome thing You did for me when You died and rose again to set my soul at liberty. Thank You. Well, the next one is entitled Loneliness. Have you ever been so lonely and bored out of your mind? Good morning, Barry Henderson. It seemed that life was meaningless if you could only find someone to talk to, something to do. Life was getting blasé and really old, too. Each day you awake with another day of gray. If there was just someone to talk to, something new today. But it's the same old them and the same old you. Now you realize why the song was written, Love is Blue. Then, all of a sudden, you hear a flutter in the trees. A squirrel has found a walnut kicking in the breeze. Next you hear a robin singing on the lawn and a puppy barking and see a baby fawn. You then hear a baby cackling and a child laughing too. Then you realize life's not so boring around you. Wake up and smell the coffee. God has created all things. If you'll stop and look around you, all of earth His praises sing. From now on, don't be so sad and gray. Don't be so ever blue. Thank your Heavenly Father for making all things new. The next one is a rather lengthy one. It's called Creation is a Wonder of Your Might. When I awake at early dawn and the sunlight glimmers on my face, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of Your might. When my heart feels the comfort of your Spirit's wooing, I want to thank you for your amazing grace. When the flowers bend their heads waving to me at sunrise, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. When I remember resurrection morning, your Son rising from the dead, I want to thank you for your glory fills the skies. When I see the robin, the redbird, and the dove waking to a new day, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. Knowing that Christ is seated at your right hand, I know someday I too, paradise, will take my flight. When the squirrels rise early playing in the trees, Father, I know that creation is a wonder of your might. I then know that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And thank you again for your love shown on Calvary. When I see and hear the waters of a creek on the mountainside, Father, I then know creation is a wonder of your might. And the water and the blood that flowed from your riven side reminds me to be so thankful for the day for me you died. And in the early evening when the sun begins to set, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. As the cool breeze blows and the robin returns unto her nest, the rest I have in Christ, your perfect sacrifice was met. When I see the fawn by the road peering through the trees, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. And I see her mother not far away. Once again, the great shepherd beckons me to my knees. When this old world with all its sin is burnt up and destroyed, Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. And as the new Jerusalem descends from heaven with wonder and delight, I want to thank you for fulfilling Christ's promise and I'll be overjoyed. What marvels awaits for me in this new city, I'm told. Father, I then know that creation is a wonder of your might. I'll live in a city where I'll never grow old. And I'll forever thank you for the sweetest story ever told. Well, the next one is entitled Words and Thoughts. Words and Thoughts. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be focused on thee. For I know that in myself there's nothing good that dwelleth in me. But I also know that you died to save me from sin and death. You became the perfect sacrifice, and through your precious blood God's conditions were met. So with the words and my thoughts may I ever thankful be and express to the world what you mean to me. For I had no hope before your Holy Spirit breathed your breath of life into this dead man and made me free. Oh, what suffering you went through when you died upon the cross, separated from your Father so my soul would never suffer loss. Thanksgiving and praise I must forever proclaim in honor and worship your majestic holy name. Well, I want to thank you all for joining us this morning. Why you showed mercy and grace to the likes of me is a wonder in itself, yes, quite a mystery. An undeserving wretch, worthy of only hell, but with your unbounding love you showed me, for which I cannot tell. You gave your Son for me on the rugged tree to obtain eternal life for a sinner like me. Thank you for paying the ultimate sacrifice and giving this sinner everlasting life. Lee Disselhorth, welcome aboard this morning. God be with you. Well, the next one is entitled Man in Contrast to Christ. Christ emptied himself and became a servant to us. Man exalts himself and is full of pride, and over this life makes such a fuss. Christ freely laid down his life, and he bled and died. Christ fed the hungry and healed the sick and gave sight to the blind. While man relies on his 401k, his friends at work, and his holidays. Christ had no place to lay his head and had no earthly kingdom in mind. Christ said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Man thinks he can save himself through his own decision and choice and is in bondage to sin and in an awful plight. Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden. Listen to his voice. Christ came to save his people from their sins. Man is concerned only with having a good time and betting on who the Super Bowl wins. Christ says, all that the Father hath given him are mine. Christ is seated in heaven on his royal throne. Man is working to make himself a name and to make himself known and making himself a fortune and building a new home. Christ is preparing a mansion for his people. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. He is the foundation stone. Well, the next one is entitled Doctrine. Doctrine. Many say, don't give me all this doctrine, just give me love. But I must say, friend, love is doctrine when push comes to shove. Christ's doctrine is the ultimate truth because he proclaims, and without doctrine there is no love, that is uncouth. It's like saying, sell me an automobile with no wheels. How long are you going to run on axles made of steel? True doctrine is where the rubber meets the road. The word of God in the heart is where the seed is sowed. So the next time someone tells you, just give me love, smile at them and give them God's word from above. And never relinquish the truth for anything else, because that's putting God's true love up on a shelf. Well, this next one, I want to share a little bit about this, what brought this into fruition. If there's a lot involved in this, my son, my disabled son, which a lot of people cannot understand, brain degenerative diseases and what that all entails, but my wife and my son and myself used to attend family reunions, and they just could never understand, you know, even during the short time that we would get together as family, what my son was going through. I was even told by a family member, we should just put my son down in the basement while they have their family reunion. But anyway, I've entitled this The Greatest Family Reunion Ever. I can see him now and I'm ready to. Christ splitting the eastern sky with his arms outstretched and the clouds so blue, saying, welcome home, my child. This reunion is for you. I can see him now and hear him say, today I remove all your scars and pain away. There will be no more vicious attacks on your soul. Welcome home, my child. You're now eternally whole. I can see him now with all that love ushering me into the family above. They smile and welcome me with their open arms, and now I can see the beauty of my Savior's charms. I can now see him seated on his throne, announcing to heaven, Larry, Rosette, and Mark are now home. They are worshiping and praising Christ in his holy name. That's family reunion, I hear them proclaim. All glory and honor we give to the Son, who is the one worthy, his family he has won. Each of us to God by his death on the cross. The marriage supper of the Lamb came with the greatest cost. I can now see him smiling not only at me, but Christ is delighted with his whole family. With the sacrifice he paid for them on the tree, this family reunion will last for eternity. What a contrast this is to family reunions on earth, where pride and sin and sorrow are birthed. I can hear him now saying, Larry, Rosette, Mark, never again, because you are forever with me and my Father in heaven. I'm looking forward to that family reunion with our Abba Father, the marriage supper of the Lamb. This is entitled Memories for Eternity. There is an owner of a travel agency in Kansas City whose slogan is, creating memories that last a lifetime. But this lifetime is over and it disappears like fizz. What about the slogan, I have the eternal sun's shine? I like this slogan much better than his. To have the eternal sunshine is to have everlasting bliss, and not just a place in physical time. We see beautiful scenes captured in pictures here on earth, but in heaven we won't need cameras to capture them at all. Not some pictures on the Facebook wall. No sad pictures in heaven, no tears of remorse. It will be God's eternal sun shining on us. Eternity will never stop, it will never run its course. The Savior will be the light of that city where we will need no sun. It will be an eternal picture of communion with the three in one. The next one is entitled, I Believe in the Power of Prayer. I believe in the power of prayer. When burdens are heavy and sore, for Christ himself pled to the Father when on the tree our sins he bore. I believe in the power of prayer. Christ did intercede for me. He giveth more grace when we cry out to him and grants us unto us his tender mercy. I believe in the power of prayer to sustain us each passing hour. So pray without ceasing, fellow believer, for we need his mighty power. Well, next one is entitled The King is Coming. We have heard the King is coming all our life amid this turmoil and this strife. We anticipate him coming at any time and hear him saying, well done, my child, and then knowing everything is fine. But until that day comes, we will wait for his return and always share the gospel and our candle always burn. Because of his Spirit always dwelling in our lives, we'll occupy until he comes splitting the eastern skies. The next one is entitled, Grace is the Fountain. Grace is the Fountain. Grace is the fountain from which springs faith. It is our foundation from which our lips sing his praise. It is our anchor amid the storm. It is our comfort when we are forlorn. Grace is our sustainer when we are hard-pressed with the burdens coming over us and bringing us distress. Grace is God's answer to us, showing us his love and his smile. And grace will finally bring us to eternity after a while. Time, what an empty vapor is. The sands of time will soon pass away, but eternity will always be. My soul cannot grasp this awesome truth to think I'll live forever. I'll live forever with my Savior who bore my sins upon the tree. From Christ my soul will never sever because he bled and died for me. Time, what an empty vapor is, but not for those for whom Christ died. For having been given eternal life, we'll be forever at his side. Marvelous grace, marvelous grace. It is truly wonderful what the Lord hath done by giving his chosen people his dear Son. The perfect sacrifice to atone for their sins that knew no beginning and never will end. This eternal vital union gives comfort to the soul to know that our destiny our Savior controls. Given to him before the foundation of the world, this eternal adoption has just begun to unfurl. Lord, let your marvelous grace speak to my soul when the waves of trouble over me roll. May I always cry out, Abba, Father, to you, knowing that I forever will be with you. the faith of Christ. The faith of Christ. God's people have been given the faith of Christ. There's no greater gift we could have been given to know that He's died for us and secured for us a place in heaven. That His death gave us the imputed righteousness of Christ, this was His ultimate sacrifice. God the Father looks upon it and says it is finished. It never has to be replenished. The next one is entitled Discouragement. Is there not a balm in Gilead for the heart that is oppressed? Is there not a holy comforter that will give His people rest? Is there not a heavenly breeze that will come from above to cool the fevered brow of one bent so very low? Is there not a bleeding lamb that has all our sorrows took? Is there not a faithful shepherd who gathers His wayward lambs? Is there not refreshing water sent from the great I Am? Yes, there is a balm in Gilead, and a heavenly breeze will blow to cool the fevered brow of the lamb that's been so low. Yes, there is a faithful shepherd, and His refreshing waters will flow to the discouraged soul. Well, the next one is entitled, Master, Please Don't Tarry. Master, I plead that You would not tarry too long, for I'm very weak and really not that strong. If left to my own devices, I would perish suddenly. Master, please don't tarry. Come and rescue me. Master, please don't tarry, or I would be cast down. My sins would overtake me, and I'd be laid to the ground. Master, please don't tarry. Come to my help and stay. Close beside me in the morning, yes, at the break of day. Thank You, Master, for not waiting. You were there all the time. Even though this wayward child's eyes are often blind, You told me underneath me were Your everlasting arms to hold me and sustain me and protect me from all harms. Thank You, loving Master, for letting me see Your loving arms are open and always holding me. Well, I'm going to read a couple more and then we're going to call it a morning. Appreciate you all joining us this morning. Sonny Babu, welcome aboard. Spiritual understanding. There are many things that I don't understand, but this one thing I do know. I know Christ who has the world in the palm of His hand. I may not know much about physics or chemistry. I may not know much about electronics or electricity. But I do know the One who stills the wind and calms the sea. I may not know Hebrew or Greek or quadratic equations, but I do know the One who gave me eternal salvation. I may not know important people or celebrities, but I know the One who created them all as well as you and me. I may not know economics or how to get wealth, but I do know the One who grants spiritual health. I may not know false science and heliocentricity, but I do know the One who shed His blood on Calvary for me. I may not know Latin, French, or Portuguese, but I do know the One who made the stars and the trees. I may not know medicine, herbs, and plants, but I do know the One to me who forgiveness grants. So if you think you're wise in all worldly things, only Christ can bring knowledge. The world cannot bring. The next one is entitled, Lord, my soul longs for You. How I long for a cool cup of water that will quench my spiritual thirst. Christ gives that living water, it never runs dry. He bought me with His blood, I'm the apple of His eye. When I'm in need of comfort and I'm in need of care, I cry out to my Abba Father, and He is always there. When friends and family forsake me, I can always know that my precious loving Savior, how He loves me so. Thank You, Lord, for placing me where the cool waters flow. The next one is entitled, The Future. The Future. If we look toward the future which our natural eyes, the future looks dim and we do it despise. But if we look to the future with spiritual eyes, there's nothing grander for us to surmise. Eternal life with Christ, I find a wonderful thought. Oh, what a glorious future for God's people He has wrought. All sorrows, tears, and sufferings will forever be gone, and in paradise with Christ my Savior I will forever live on. Well, I think the last one that I'm going to read this morning is called His Bleeding Hands and Feet Are Proof. Christ's bleeding hands and feet are proof that God the Father's demands were met. Foreordained before creation, God's decree was already set. Before you and I were ever born, He was slain, you see. His bleeding wounds and hands and feet were a crucial part of this decree. God's justice was met through Christ on Calvary for such a wretched sinner, and that sinner was me. Thank you, Lord, for suffering in my stead to raise me to new life from the dead. Well, may you have a blessed Wednesday. May God go with you in a special way is my prayer. God bless.